Thank you for calling Craft CBD membership. My name is Whitney. How may I assist you?
I have to inform you, you are on the intercom, and I just want an answer from Crafty. Do they intend to give me back my classes that I purchased from them or not? Because this has been going on since a long, long time now, and I just get the runaround. People that I've talked to, they're never in when I phone. So I want to know what Craftsy intends to do about it, please.
All right, just bear with me. One moment, let me get my system up, ma'am, because it was down just a minute ago. One moment, please.
Yeah, sure. You have all the time, but I can't wait much longer now. It's been too long. And there's quite a lot of money wrapped up in this.
Okay, just bear with me one moment, please, ma'am. We'll speak
sure.
To someone higher.
Yeah.
One second, please.
Okay.
All right, I'm still with you. One moment, please.
Okay.
May I have the spelling of your email address, please?
It's Edith, E-D-I-T-H, and the last name is Riley, R-E-I-L-L-Y, 1930@gmail.com.
One moment, please.
Okay.
And what's your first and last name and address, please?
That's my name, Edith Riley.
And the address, please.
For my at-home address?
Yes, ma'am.
4 Century Villas Way. Fort Saskatchewan. But it's Fort/SASK. That's in Alberta, Canada. T8L4J8.
Okay, thank you for that information. So this is for a active premium membership, and how can I help you, ma'am?
Well, I purchased quite a few classes from Craftsy when I first joined in 2010. I sent a list of all the classes, not all of them, I sent a list of the classes that I wanted returned. Some of them I didn't mind letting go. I sent that twice, and because the first time they said they couldn't understand it. It was handwritten note, and so I did another one, and I sent it to another person, too, who said they could make it out quite clearly. There was no problem. And since then, I haven't heard back from Craftsy. The only thing I get is when I phone and I talk to somebody who tells me they're looking into it. But it's gone on way too long now, so I just want to know. There's quite a lot of money wrapped up in these classes, and you have a list of them there.
Did you email those over?
I sent it to the programdirector.net. It was received. Kyle was the one that told me to do that, which I did. And that's the end from you, from Craftsy.
So did you send that up?
Pardon me?
Did you send that back? I mean, did you send the list of the classes?
Yes, I did, twice.
Okay.
You have received the last one, which was quite clear, because I sent it to another person who is involved, and they said, yes, it was quite readable. There was no way it couldn't be understood, and I've heard nothing since. Except I did talk to, when I do get on there, Kyle's not available today. He wasn't available this morning. He was coming in an hour later, which I phoned, and he's not there now. And Kelly is another
okay,
one.
Okay, let
that's
me see if he's
involved.
Available. One moment, please.
Okay. Oh, Kelly.
So when you sent the classes in, what did they respond back to you, that they're sending it over to the correct department?
It went to the programdirector.net.
Okay, yeah.
It was received by them, but I've heard nothing back.
Okay, so they have to have time to send this over. When did you send these emails over?
Oh, about a month ago.
About a month ago? Okay. I'll research your email and send that back over to you.
3 weeks. Yeah, 3 weeks to a month ago. I do have the date written down, but not in front of me right now.
Let me pull your email up and see who responded back to you. One second, please. Or it's even been read. One moment, please.
Okay.
So on the last correspondent on Saturday, January 9th, she asked you that she was not able to make out from the picture most of what was written here, if you could type out those and send those to us.
And that was done.
And
that was the first one, and I understood. She said, you know, she couldn't understand it. Okay, that was fine. But I'm not a typist, which I told her. And my handwriting, anyone can read it. I handwritten it again, and I got somebody else involved with me to send it off, and they said, yes, they've received it. You've received the second one.
Okay, so we're still can't make out. That was the second one, ma'am.
You can't make it out?
No. Tracy said
Why?
She couldn't make out the first one, and then you sent it again, and Tracy said that she still was not able to we can't make out what you typed, ma'am. That needs to be typed out on the computer. Because we can't understand the handwriting on
why
here.
Why didn't they email me and tell me they couldn't make it out the second time?
Well, I only see Tracy on January 9th. When is the time you sent after that?
Oh, after that, right away.
Well, I'm not seeing another email after that. All I can see is Tracy telling you we're not able to. Unfortunately, I'm able to make out from the picture most of what you're written here. If you could please forward by typing in these classes you're missing with instructors, we would love to get these classes added to your dashboard. And that's the email that I haven't received after. That's the last email.
Well, they never sent anything to me about regarding that, not the second one. Tracy did the first. But so I said, okay, I'm not a typist, but I will handwrite it again. And
we still can't make out, ma'am. Unfortunately, you'll need to send us over typed out.
Oh, how am I going to get somebody to type that out for me? I'm not a typist. It's going to take me ages because I had everything down there. The person that was doing the classes, you know, Angela Wolf and Susan Gagliani. All of those was written down. Carol Feller, Sandra Betsina, all of it was written down. So you want that all typed out.
That is correct. All the classes that you put in a message on written out, we need that typed out. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'll see what I can do, but as you know, with COVID, I can't go out. I'm a senior, and I can't go out, so I don't know who can, and nobody's supposed to come in to see me, so, and there's no way you can read that, or what?
No, ma'am, we can't, and I do apologize.
Is a stipulation that it has to be typed out, or...
We can't read
that
it, ma'am. If you have somebody write it in out cursive, we can't make some of those out. And it's blurry and it's facing down. We need it over the picture so we can see all the classes. We're not
There's
able
no
to...
There's no pictures. There's no pictures there.
It's the picture of a piece of paper. I didn't say a picture, ma'am. I said a picture of the piece of paper. We're not even to blow that up. We can only read the three bottom of it.
Okay, all right, I'll see
it's
what I can do.
It's pretty handwriting, but we definitely can't read it.
Okay, I'll see what I can do, but I don't know.
And then
otherwise,
once we are able to read it, we'll get that over, ma'am. Unfortunately, we can't do it without getting read that. And I'm assuming they can't read it either because that's what we sent over.
Well, why didn't they tell me that the second time then? Why do I have to keep phoning in all the time to see, and then I get answers like this. The last time I phoned, I think it was last week, they never said anything to me about they couldn't read it.
They didn't go to the emails, ma'am. I do apologize. You'll need to do what I stated, ma'am.
It's not your fault. I'm not blaming you, but I mean, I think Craftsy is changing now because those classes cost me a lot of money. So, okay, I don't know. I'll see what I can do. I'll see what comes up with this then. Because you never get a hold of me about it. It's just me phoning all the time. Okay, all right. I'll look into this. We'll look into this and see what's happening, okay? Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for calling into Craftsy Video Membership. Enjoy the rest of your day, ma'am.
Okay, bye.